You're listening to episode 40 of This Woman Can, returning to work as a career mom. Welcome to This Woman Can, the women's leadership podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, executive coach, leadership development expert, and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. This week, I want to talk about the challenges we face as being working moms. Now, it's a while since I've been a working mom, but the memories all came flooding back to me quite recently when I conducted a new workshop. I'm not Superwoman, and I'm okay with that, and it's okay. And I'd limit it to obviously a room full of women, and somehow our conversation veered off to the challenges we face when we return to work after maternity leave, and how we have to juggle life, family life, and work and career. Now, it's been a long time since I've been in that situation, but I have been there. The first time I was a married woman, the second time I was a single mom with two children. And looking back, there was a recollection that how I felt when I embarked on that particular journey. And it's really similar to becoming a first-time mom, because nothing really prepares you for it, the fact you have to go back to work as a parent. Nothing prepares you for how you feel all tied up in your stomach when you know you have to go back to work and you realize you've got to go back to work. And that sometimes you can't leave the office to collect your child because you have transport issues. I didn't drive at the time. You're torn that you want to have a career, but you also want to be there for your child. Nothing prepares you for the pressure you feel, the pressure upon yourself from every part of your life, to having everything perfectly worked out. And as I said, nothing prepares you for the pain you feel and how hurt you feel that the fact you think you may be missing out on some area development of your child as they're growing up because you're at work and you want to have a career. And after I answered a lot of questions, I was approached by a woman who'd actually established her own business because to meet the challenge she felt about going back to work, she actually set up her own business, established her own business. And when what she said to me gave me a realization, she said, of how far we've all had to come as working moms, and how even though it was maybe 30 years since I started out being a working mom, the struggle is still there. And she said that they don't realize it now, but the women you're speaking to, the moms you're speaking to, will know exactly what you're talking about as either they become moms or they're returning to work. And I nodded my way through it because I realised it was really true. And as a working mum, it can be incredibly, incredibly tough. Sometimes you really feel like you don't have options because you want to provide for your family. But you actually have to realise, but that's the real opposite of where you are right now, because you do have options, you do have a choice. And changing your mindset, reframing your mind for you to understand that you have this choice and then choosing to act on it is really, really liberating, because you can do it. Now, both times I returned back to work 6 weeks of maternity leave, that's all I had, 6 weeks, not even 2 months old, either both of my sons. And I felt I didn't have a choice at that time because I really need the money. I didn't have any other real support coming in. There were no real benefits, especially in the UK, that they offer now. And I saw that as the only option of providing for my family. And I felt trapped, which means that I didn't explore all the options that were there for me. But you absolutely do have a choice. And there are so many things that you can do now that will give you some flexibility when you return to work. Now, if you're on maternity leave and you're thinking about returning to work, if you want to talk to your current employer about going flexible, you know, at least have that conversation before you go back to work, or if you're already working there now and you want to consider that, ask if they'll consider you having some flexible hours. So at least you'll know what you're dealing with and that what your options, your future options you need to consider are. And if, of course, if you want to reduce your hours, that's also an option. But if it's not an option for you financially, and you then you need to start thinking about what your exit strategy is. How are you going to get financially what you want to meet the role you need to do, to what you want for your family? The big thing to remember is that you have controls. As I said, you do have control. It's your life, and no one should make you feel that you don't have control over it and dictating how you live. Now, the options you could look at are the factors returning to work but having a side hustle, setting something up to get you set you up for a future role so you can move into full-time your own business later down the line. If you could look at another flexible role, maybe close to home, or you could limit your daily commutes, another option. If you know you definitely don't want, if you're already on maternity leave, but you don't want to return to working, that's definitely an option for you. Can you think about what your qualification can allow you to do future down the line? Is there something else you can do in your zone of genius? Could you focus on improving your skills in a niche market so that you can freelance and maybe earn some additional cash while you're not working full time? I know of women who have actually retrained while on maternity leave to become really focused on what they want, to deliver what they want for their future, for their family, for their lives, now and both down the future, down in the line. Whether that's working 3 days a week or full time, but or home working, the choice is yours. You see, once you start really looking to the options that are available to you, that's when you open yourself up to opportunities, because right now you're so closed off, you really can't see the way out or what the choices are, the opportunities, because you've just got this one tunnel vision that I need to earn some cash, I've got to go back to work. And the most important thing to believe is that, believe in yourself, believe in your capabilities and who you are. You're a mom, so you're already incredibly fabulous. Use that energy to either get a promotion at work, but make it obviously work for you, the way you want it to work for you. Retrain or find yourself doing something to actually complement what you're doing, not hinder the juggle of family and work life. So really, it's just a few things that I've found that can work. So good luck with that. Good luck with that. Let me know how you're getting on with it, because I would really love to hear about you and your journeys, and if there's some way I can help you as you go on that journey in the future. Feel free to contact me on the usual channels, Instagram and Facebook. I am Janice Sutherland, or drop me a line by email, info@janicesutherland.com. Remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Until next time, take care. You've been listening to the This Woman Can podcast, brought to you by This Woman Can, the no bullshit guide for women who lead, available on Amazon and Kindle. For more information about the training and consulting services offered for women who lead, including one-on-one executive coaching and group masterminds, visit thiswomancan.coach.